How do you kill a rat? Snap its neck. How do you kill a snake? Cut its head off. How do you kill a pig? Send it to Baltimore.
Oh. Police.
Inducted, a round of applause.
So, normally, okay, so here's what's going on, guys. So, for those of you who just kind of found this room, this is a non-sanctioned panel. Kage allowed us to do it, and the head of programming has no idea that we're doing this, which I find funny. And this crowd right here is better than some panels that are in the book. So, normally, this would be a charity story. I want to give this one to you guys. I've been saving this one for a while. This is Anthrocon. It is just a wonderful convention. You guys terrify me when I have to run the improv panel here. You've earned this. Because, yeah, you terrify me. There was an incident. There was an incident. Because I have a plethora of friends. And for those of you who have a plethora of friends, you know that one thing happens when a bunch of guys and girls that are all furries hang out. People fuck.
It happened.
No, this is not Terry the No Sex Pterodactyl. I'm still reworking that one because I don't like how it goes. Shut up. So one night at a convention, we had had a party. Booze was involved. Shocker, I know. And what happened was a gentleman who claimed he was straight, who was hitting on a friend of mine who lacked a penis for the entire night, finally said, "I can't take it anymore. I need you." And she said, "Okay," and put on a strap-on. And he said, "I don't know if I'm in. I'm going to try to get this as close as possible." "Shut up, bitch. Lay down." The room stopped. And he laid down. We don't know where the popcorn came from, but it was there. Like, a show? She fucked the bejesus out of him. And I don't even like that word. It's the only one that works. She looked at him, made eye contact, and said, "Tell me," in this tone, "tell me you're my bitch." And he looked at her, terrified, said, "I'm your bitch." Popcorn finished. She smiled down at him, pulled away, threw the strap-on onto his chest, which all of us were laughing now. But you know what? We had to respect the guy. Congratulations, you're a straight guy. You obviously just had your experience. We're proud of you. You're one of the group now. Let's hang out. Let's play Cards vs. Humanity. Let's drink more. Let you forget the pain in the ass that you just went through, unintended. 4 hours later, the middle of the night, we were in a suite. The layout of the suite was bedroom, open door. There was no door there. It was just open. Living room. He found another girl, and he's been talking to her all night. And that's when we all of a sudden hear, "Yeah, yeah, I love pussy. Pussy is the greatest thing ever." And every chauvinistic pig thing that you could possibly imagine. As we watch him hump her on her back past the door of the room with everything, "Yeah, yeah, bitch, yeah, gun, yeah, yeah, yeah," keeps going. We are dying laughing, laying in bed, watching the show like, "This is the greatest thing we've ever seen," until you heard, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." She hit the wall. We died laughing. We cannot stop laughing. And he goes, and I quote, "And this is the greatest, like, I'm still a man thing that we've ever heard. You're already so close to the door. Why don't you get out?" Came into the room and did this.
And walked out.
Suck it. As far as I'm concerned, he's still gay, but God damn it, he gave it the old college try.
Now, there's another important piece. So
what did I forget?
all in all together, complete truth, we were all hanging out. This was during the day at the con, at the panel. And then there's 8 hours of this going on.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, and to this day, right, we do not remember his name.
The only way I know that it's him is I keep looking out in the audience. I'm like, all right, who's not making eye contact with me? That's got to be him.
Funny thing is, when this stuff happens, I'm like blast. For some reason, every time this happens, I'm blasted drunk. And I'm like, is this really happening?
Dragon Knight.
And the only reason I know it's real is when you bring it up like this. From a crowd.
Do you remember the worm?
Oh, yeah.
We had a friend who got so drunk that he fell over in the kitchen and said, I need to get to the PlayStation, and did the worm through an entire house. I mean, we walked with him. We're like, we got to see if he makes it. We're cheering him on. One of our friends, Bit, who's the director of operations at MyCon, he was taking bets. Will he make it, folks? He made $47. Before we go on, I just want to give out a few thank yous. Guys, this is Tie-Dye. Tie-Dye has been feeding me drinks for the last 3 hours so that I could do a panel like this.
Glub, 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 glub.
Guys, I don't need your help sucking. I do fine on my own. And, of course, our director technician over here, Kataze, who is always a huge help. He's actually the person who set up the Dragon Show. He does a lot of work with us. He's an amazing guy and way smarter than I will ever be. And everybody who came up here and gave us pride, Travis, thank you so much for coming up here. I don't actually know what you do, but I'm assuming you have like an 8-inch dick. So, guys, 8-inch dick over here.
That's a little bit of an under assumption there.
I love that that gets applause. So for those of you who don't know, we put in for all these panels at AnthroCon, and things just don't happen. Running a convention of this size is incredibly difficult, and things fall through the cracks. And something that we were most disappointed about is losing Three-Headed Monster, which is a show that we put on at a lot of the cons we were at. So we just want to give you a little taste of what's happening now. So I'm going to just ask Pandez one simple question. Have you ever met a celebrity?
I'll use this one. All right. I'm going to stand up to tell this story.
How many drinks?
All right. So, for those of you who don't know, I have two well-known personas that I'm known for having. I have a Star Trek panda who is like half regular, half reversed, and always wears a Starfleet uniform. And I have a lion who I've come to dress up as the fourth Doctor from Doctor Who, Dr. New. And it's a full-on cosplay outfit. Like, I've got the hat and the scarf and everything, the sonic screwdriver. And I decided I'm going to branch out. I'm not just going to go to furry cons. I'm going to go to Comic-Con and cosplay as Earth Doctor. And I was like, there was a convention, and they had Colin Baker, who played the sixth Doctor on the original Doctor Who series, was going to be there. I'm like, I'm going to get a picture as Dr. Mew with Doctor, this is going to be great. So I'm standing there and I'm in line and I'm right at the head of the line and I'm waiting and I'm like, this is going to be great. I can't wait to get my picture taken. And all of a sudden, a hand reaches through the curtain and grabs my arm. And I'm thinking, oh no, what's going on? Is it 4chan? They're here to kill the furry. What's happening? And I look up and who has reached through the partition to grab me while waiting in line? None other than the Doctor. Not Colin Baker. Gates McFadden, Dr. Beverly Crusher from Star Trek The Next Generation. She has seen me in my Doctor Who fursuit cosplay outfit. And she is like dragging me in behind the curtain saying, oh, we're doing this. We're doing this. We're doing this. And I'm like, is this a dream? Am I dreaming right now? Because I've had dreams that started that way before and I can't tell the rest of that story.
Wow, wow, wow.
She's pulling me back in, and she's like, oh, we're doing this. And I'm like, what? I do? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. What's happening? Cameraman, help me, cameraman. And he's just laughing.
Not helping, cameraman. Help me.
So she drags me over to the photo spot. She positions me kind of like this. And I'm like standing here. She takes my sonic screwdriver out of my pocket, puts it in my paw. And she takes a reverse pose. It's like we're doing some sort of tango, but I'm sonicking the camera. Why would I sonic the camera? I want this picture taken. And I see the camera
He goes, is it good? Camera guy goes, yep. So slowly we disengage, kind of like the Enterprise D saucer section and drive section disengaging from each other.
Wow. That is funny.
And she looks at the cameraman and says, make sure I get a copy of that. And then, like the drive section of the Enterprise D, takes off at warp speed. And I, like the saucer section, stood there like a lump doing nothing. I say, bye, Dr. Crusher Beverly, ma'am. Bye. Wait a minute. How do I get a copy of this? I didn't have a ticket for this picture. You just dragged. I'm like Fry from Futurama. I'm picking up my wallet. Shut up and take my money. And they're like, okay, we'll get you taken care of. And then I go back in line and I'm waiting. I'm just like, that happened? Did it really happen? I must have hallucinated this. This couldn't have been real. And then they're like, okay, it's time for Colin Baker now. So we go. I'm like, okay, go in, get a picture. Yay. I got my picture taken with the doctor. And I go and I'm going to pick it up. And they're like, oh, here, you're the lion. This is your picture with Colin. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. You wouldn't believe what I've been through. I was hallucinating. She's like, wait a minute. There's another photo here for you.
No. That can't be true.
I'm like Luke Skywalker. That's not true. That's not possible. Impossible.
Impossible.
Get on with it.
Another person I got to meet at Comic-Con was, what's his name? He was the guy that had like the symbol on his head in
Christopher Judge.
Thank you.
AKA Teal'c.
For those of you who don't know, when I mentioned to friends of mine, hey, I'm going to see Chris Judge from Stargate at this Comic-Con, they're like, oh, you need to see this YouTube video about Christopher Judge and furries. I'm like, oh, God, what? So I go and I look on this YouTube video, and he's at this panel with a whole bunch of Stargate people. And, you know, they're talking about, hey, did you see these people walking around in these animal costumes? Like the cats and the bears and the dogs? These furries? And like, oh yeah, these furries. And Chris Judge is like, oh yeah, the animals, yeah, that's cool. And the other people are like, no, they were furries. Chris Judge is just, yeah, they're cats and dogs and they're covered in fur, so yeah, furry, sure, whatever. And the people were just like, you don't know, come here. So he leans in and the other person leans in and there's this wild animated discussion. And Chris Judge is just like, what? People do that? When I get one of these costumes. So I'm like, I need to meet Christopher Judge. So I'm in my flung Doctor Who fursuit, and I'm right at the beginning of the line, and people behind me are like tapping me like, when you go in, can I just lean? I want to lean in. I just want to see what his look on his face. I'm like, I want to see the look on his face. Lean in as much as you want. So I go and I'm there, and he's faced away from me. He's like saying goodbye to someone, and he turns to see me, and he goes from like half smile to Cheshire Cat. I walk on up, and I'm just thinking, okay, quick picture, and he gives the hold up. Like there's a line of people waiting to get the picture taken. He gives the hold up. Hold up. The camera guy. And he leans in. He's like,
well, tell me something. Are you a mascot? Or are you a furry?
And I'm like, I have no shame. I'm just like, I'm a furry, Mr. Judge. And he's just like,
Yeah.
Literally, probably one of the best things I've ever heard anyone say to me in my life. How much am I? I'm out of time? Perfect time? And I will end it there.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Yeah. That's one of my favorites. I love it.
You have to do the whole...
Yeah.
So,
So when you do a decent amount of stand-up, you try to find new things in everyday life. And me and these two gentlemen over here, one day we're playing Frisbee golf.
Oh, God.
And we came up with a new skit, and we called it Things We Thought Were Funny When We Were High. Now, I don't remember much of it. At one point, we threw a frisbee, and it went forever. And that was funny. It was gone. But I'll never forget this gentleman over here, because we went frisbee golfing when it was 90 degrees out with 9,000% humidity. And we were walking back to the condo, and this gentleman right here started doing this. Tanner, what are you doing? And his response, I am thirsty and I am drinking the moisture out of the air. He got back to the condo and offered him some water. He looked at us and goes, nah, I'm cool. So, Xander, recently you got high. Would you like to expand on things we thought were funny when we were high?
Look, this is where, okay. Every time I get high, this motherfucker throws a puzzle at me. Not like a considerate friend where you just sit back and watch SpongeBob SquarePants or something. No, you always bring out a game or something or whatever. So yeah, the last thing I remember is maybe I shouldn't do this again when I'm taking a second joke of whatever I'm taking. So yeah, so that happens. I'm like, okay, this is happening. So we're playing a game as usual. And like I said, I don't live a very interesting life. Everything's introspective. Therefore, this gets me to the point where I'm like, I'm looking through my head right now. And I'm like, you know when you play a video game and you're rotating around with the control sticks? That's what I was like in my head. I'm like, you motherfucker, you've been this way your whole life. What are you thinking? Xander, it's your turn. What? So we're playing Kings of Tokyo or the hell it was.
King of Tokyo. Yeah.
And I didn't even know how to play that at this point. I don't know how to roll the dice. I don't know how to do anything. We finished the game. My phone and my wallet are missing. I'm like, oh, well, that's funny. Tuesday for Xander. Okay. So I'm walking around and Demon Dick over here is like, Xander, where's your phone and wallet? I'm like, I don't know.
It was like, super cute.
He's like,
I don't know.
You're getting warmer. I'm like, fuck you. And okay, I've also taken out my contacts at this point. So my visits. So imagine Mr. Magoo. You know how inept Mr. Magoo was? Imagine Mr. Magoo if he was high. Oh my God. That was me.
He destroyed my house.
I'm like, where's my wallet and phone? You're getting warm. Like, he hit it under shit. It was weird.
You moved it. You moved the wallet from here to here and kept looking for the fucking wallet.
It was a brown rectangle, okay?
You're getting warmer.
We want to move it! He peed a little! He didn't know why! All he knew is he was warm!
Someone rang the phone. I'm like, that thing's making the noises!
He tried to pick up the table! He made a collect call! Successfully! He talked to China!
They were very nice.
They were very nice.
They made me an Apple phone. That's all. That's all I got.
I gotta say, like, Xander has the most amazing ability, and I wish I had it, because a lot of you have known me over the years. I've done terrible things to my body, which include drugs, and I know there's a point where you're just like, I should stop before I kill orphans. Okay. Like, that's where you stop.
You wake up, you're like, fuck!
Gonna have to call a cleaner.
This gentleman right here did one of the greatest things I've ever seen. See, we had a tray of pot brownies.
Okay.
A tray.
What's pot?
Now, we don't use plebeian pot. No. We had the finest oils from the Orient because I got a raise, and fuck money, I want to get high. So we turned, we turned that into pot brownies. Now, don't raise your hands, guys. Don't answer this because I'm being recorded and I've stopped caring about my life. You guys might have a future in politics. Some of you have done pot brownies. It's not eat high, see things bed. No, it is eat, wait, high, see things bed. He didn't understand weight.
I'm still hungry.
So we had bite, hot brownie. All right, what shall we do? Super Mario Kart? Sounds like a blast. Let's play. Xander, I need to urinate. Feel free, dragon. Scurry. He didn't even try to hide it. He walked right into the garage where we were holding the pot brownie. He's like, he's got to go get more pot. Anyone want to stop him? No? Cool. He walked into the garage. Now the pot brownies were cut. He went like this. He had war paint on from the brownies. And he came back into the living room and gave it another 5 minutes. The rest of us are starting to feel it, and he is also starting to feel it. Now, I told him, good oil, Orient. He said, I've been this high before. I just have a higher tolerance service. Now, guys, this is exactly what he said. My bladder has become full. Now myself, Tiger, a few of the other people who are like, wow, the universe is an amazing place. String theory is relevant, anger is useless, and happiness is all we need. And he's like, thanks, Lord! So we said, this will be funny, let's play a game. We're going to call it, is the color black or red? And we showed him something that was black. And he started screaming at us in French. We had a really good time that night. And the peak, the apex of the mountain, was when my mate, the smartest, sweetest, kindest man I know, stared me down in the eye, looked at me, and started reaching for the final bit of my body. And this gentleman right here yelled what he yells to me whenever there's only one slice of pizza left, and he yelled, he complained about moonworms the rest of the night. This one went to bed and I think you fucked a door frame. And I was entertained.
I need to set up for Whose Line. We're basically there, but there's one more gentleman that I want to bring up here for you.
Who knew?
A few years ago at IFC, the gentleman came up at an open mic and blew me into a way. It was something very unique and very special. And I would really like to invite my friend up to the stage right now. And I'm not going to call you by the wrong name, so I'm going to have you introduce yourself because I know you by three names at this point. Oh, I'm stoned all the time.
It's true.
Four and a half.
They're suckable.
Right. He's got me on that one. He's got me on that one.
Okay. And tell me if I'm wrong, please. Guys, may I introduce you to an outstanding stand-up comic.
Barbara Streisand.
Right? There you have it!
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I didn't have a choice. He got my phone number.
You should never give him your phone number.
I didn't give. He took. You're not listening to his stories? How are we doing tonight, guys? I hear the center section. Bring it up, guys. Impressive, impressive. How many first-timers here? I'm sorry. We are not responsible for anything you experienced here because it's going to scar you for life. So my background is I'm a pilot. I get to sit and watch Netflix while you guys can't do squat with your electronic devices at 36,000 feet and pretend I'm doing something. I have the best view in the world. It's great. Learning to fly is quite an experience. I wasn't very good at it, in theory. I had to look at my logbook for memory the other day, and I remember some of the entries I put. I was a scared pilot. I'm a person who legitimately is afraid of heights. I crawled up on his shoulders one time and I cried. I mean, seriously. I know, right? I mean, good Lord. What is your height?
I am 6'8", but I could stand up straight. 6'6", 6'7", because I can't.
So the scale goes on your sobriety. Excellent. So I went back to my logbook and I wanted to go back and read about the kind of things that I did. And I had to reminisce a little bit. And some of the things that were in there were... You practice turns when you fly, right? I mean, you think you go up, you just got to do these shallow turns, right? First thing is, they teach you, okay, let's do a 10-degree turn. I put in my logbook, practice 10-degree turn. The instructor immediately informed me, inverted flight is not in our training yet. instructor yelling at me, not happy with me turning down lowering the throttle of the engine because it was too loud. Wasn't too happy on that one. There was a forest fire in Texas one time. That's where I took my flight training. Anybody here from Texas? No. Exactly, because you're all on fire or you're drowning. Make up your mind. You're either extremely hot or you just want to level everything with water. So yeah, I took my training in Houston, and I flew into. I was flying along over the area of Houston, and next thing I know, I'm completely blinded. I don't know where I'm at. There's fog. I can't see the left wing, can't see the right wing. I'm freaking out. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, okay, fly level, stay calm. So I'm like, all right. And it kind of clears up a little bit. I look down. I'm like, oh, cool, there's water. Awesome. This is great. And when you fly airplanes, get lost, look for landmarks. Water is a great landmark, right? See a little bit of shoreline. I'm like, cool, there's a lake. Awesome. So I contact air traffic control. I'm like, hey, this is a Cessna 26419er. I'm over a lake, a little lost. I'm like, yeah, no problem, man. Just do a left turn. I'm like, okay, did a left turn. Do another one. I did another left turn. One more. Okay, did another left turn. Yeah, I got a circle on my little radar scope here. I think I know where you're at. I'm like, where's that? Well, that lake of yours is the Atlantic Ocean. Can you head west for me? Oh, for how long? Oh, you've been over it for a while, buddy. You've been over it for some time. So yeah, it's been quite an experience. One time, I actually took some fursuiters up just to fool around with some people, and we went to a convention. I'll tell you what, you think going through TSA with a fursuit on the ground is crazy? Imagine what it's like when you're flying an airplane next to another corporate jet and they see nothing but wolves and dogs through the windows. The next thing I know, I'm landing in St. Louis, a city that doesn't know how to pave roads. If you've ever been there, I get off the airplane, and next thing I know, there's a SWAT team truck.
TSA truck, FBI truck. There's a it was MFF last year, like the parking lot for MFF. There's so many emergency vehicles out there. So they're like they're telling everybody to immediately evacuate the aircraft. So we all get out, and like we have to search your airplane. Like, yeah, go ahead, have fun with that, not knowing that we have all the fursuits in the fuselage of the airplane. And I'll never forget the first guy who ran out there. He goes in there, he comes right back out. He's like, oh, beef. He's all, you won't believe this. You gotta look at this. So he goes, the chief goes out there, runs immediately back out. He looks right at me. I'm like, is there a problem? He's like, yeah, I mean, we heard that someone was smuggling wolves, but not 6 foot tall. I don't know what you guys have up there in Indiana, which is where I'm from, where I was flying from, but last time I saw a timber wolf, it wasn't 8 foot tall and beheaded. I was like, he's like, you want to explain that? And I was like, I was kind of explaining is, oh yeah, you're the guy who lets people out and lets people use the bathroom out by the runway, right? I'm like, no, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that story. So I have like this history at the TSA being the guy who smuggles wolves that are beheaded and they're 8 foot tall and they like to wave at other air passengers in airplanes. Right? I'm like, how does that work? But yeah, it's been quite an experience. I want to thank Alkali for letting me come up here. You guys have been great. This is like my 15th Anthrocon, but it's changed so much, and it's you guys that make this absolutely amazing. It's great. Keep it up, guys. Give each other a hand. There's a lot of creativity in this whole thing, and it's awesome. So thanks for letting me get a chance to make you laugh a little bit and have a great convention. Okay, guys? Thank you, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt and Robin!
Yes! Good job, man. It's always pleasure to see you. Good job. Okay.
He's gone. Chase him.